Hi, how are you approaching patients who've had prior tamoxifen, the MA17 kind of situation? How long could a patient be off the tamoxifen for you to be comfortable starting an AI? Will you do it on somebody who hasn't had the tamoxifen in 5 years, 4 years, 3 years? What's your break point?
Well, 5 years may be pressing, although as Ian showed us reiterated, there are late relapses. To me, that's the low-grade lymphoma curve is the ER-positive breast cancer. You know, it kind of may always be around there to come back later on. So I think it's actually one of the papers in the MA17, look at the hazard ratios over time. We showed that even being off it and then restarting it, because in the trial you had the option of going on to the letrozole in that trial if you were randomized to the placebo arm. So actually Paul Goss has published that data. And it's kind of hard to look at for survival and other data because it wasn't a randomization. But it seems to show that there's benefits starting later. So even up to several years, it may be beneficial. Now, that said, it's a proportional benefit. So a very elderly person with a very low-grade node-negative tumor, I don't think that that's going to be very helpful. And Judy Ann Chapman showed some of the causes of death in that study. And a majority of those patients are going to die of their non-breast cancer causes. But for a patient who is node positive, good health, maybe a little younger postmenopausal patient who had not been on any other therapy for a few years, I think it's worthy of considering again.
Chuck, what about the issue of the patient who's been on the AI for 5 years? Obviously, you have the NSABP B42 study and the other studies, MA17, looking at continuing versus not. How are you finding patients responding to that randomization? And what about in the non-protocol situation? How do you approach that decision?
There's two parts to the B42 trial. One is a sort of an enrollment period for patients on AI. They're provided letrozole, so we have a little more, I guess, letrozole therapy going into the randomized portion. That is accruing very well, so we're assuming that at least some of those patients understand the ideas. You'll stop at 5 years. And the trial now is up and accruing at our projected rates, so we have enough committed investigators who think that it needs to be studied, that it is a question. There's certainly suggestive data, but the risk benefits need to be worked out in a trial. And so I think for our investigators, for myself, I mean, if I'm going to do the trial, that's my recommendation. I certainly, if there unquestionably are physicians and patients who will feel like, well, there's enough suggestive data, I'm tolerating it well, my bones are in good shape, I'm afraid of stopping. That conversation goes on all the time. The separation anxiety is always there when it comes time to stop hormone therapy for somebody who's doing well. So unquestionably, will be patients treated, but I think we're going to be able to get the trial done.
Nick?
Yes, so three quick points. MA17 has been modified, so anyone who started an AI and has been on for 5 years can go on the study, not just patients who were originally randomized.